evening and welcome to another episode of Bubba's Garage. I hope you guys are having a fabulous day. Guys, I think we're going to call this the Bubba and Bobby show. I think that's going to work out. I'm not really sure. Bobby and I have been like debating on that for the past few days, but really enjoy doing these live streams. Guys, if this is the first time that you've joined us right here on Bubba's Garage today, we're doing things slightly different. We're actually coming to you live on Facebook and Facebook only. Typically, it would be both Facebook and YouTube. Today, we're going to do Facebook first, and then, well, we're going to save YouTube for an after party. And that is because today, we're talking about your dollars and your cents. And I don't mean pennies. The question is do you have dollars and cents, or maybe you don't have any cents, but you have a lot of dollars? I don't know, babe. Tell us a little bit more about this topic today and where it is going to take us.
Well, right now with everything that's going on, there's a lot of talk and chatter about, you know, how should I spend my money? Should I save it? Should I invest it? People are just, you know, there's a lot of different contradictions in people's own opinions on how to handle their money right now. And so, you know, I thought it was a great topic for us to cover and see what everybody out there is doing with their money.
Well, I mean, honestly, if everybody's got a problem with their money, they can give it to me. I'll be glad to spend it because, well, I kind of want to do some more Jeep mods on my Jeep and I don't want to spend any money. So what are we going to do if we can't spend money? It's going to get kind of boring around here after a while.
Yeah, it will. I mean, there's some Jeep parts that I would love to go out and buy right now. But, you know, I'm kind of one of those that's on the, you know, reserved side, you know, kind of prepare for the worst, hope for the best kind of people.
You know, so let's dive into it, I guess, right? So we're talking about dollars and cents. And, you know, basically it really boils down to what? It boils down to being smart with your money. I mean, we all try to do the best that we can to be smart with our money. But the fact of the matter is sometimes you just never know if the decision that you're making is the right decision or not, right? So, hi, Vicky, and hi, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd really love to hear from you. And what are your thoughts on now, today, in this day and age, right now where we sit? We got a lot of things going on in the world. It's really crazy. Are you spending, saving, or investing right now, and why? Let's see. We have, I think you better save every penny you got, especially with what's going on. You know, Vicky, I totally agree with you. I think right now, you know, we had a topic, a video not long ago that we talked about, and it was about whether or not it was the right time to buy a new car. And I voted to hold on that. I firmly believe right now the economy is kind of shaky. If you've checked out those videos, you probably know how I feel about it. I highly recommend that you probably save right now. But I mean, also, is it a good time to invest? I mean, is it a good time to invest, babe? I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, or is it a good time to invest some of that money, that hard-earned money that you're saving right now?
Well, you know, right now, in my opinion, investing is kind of one of those that it's a little bit more of a risk right now because the economy, the stock market is so shaky at this point. I mean, does it hurt? You know, you can buy into some companies, you know, for dirt cheap. And then as things start turning around and they start gradually going up, sure, why not? It depends on the amount of risk that we are investing right now a little bit. Every month we're doing some investing a little bit. So I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it just depends on how much of a risk you're willing to take.
Yeah, I mean, that's really a tough call. And Bobby hit the nail on the head. We are investing, but I'm not going to lie. We're being very careful with that. I mean, we're not going all out throwing a load of money into investments, but we are doing some, you know, I don't know, babe. I mean, would you call it penny stocks? I mean, they're stocks that are like on the low end. I mean, extremely low end. So, I mean, throwing a couple of $100 out there, I mean, you know, that's not too bad, right? Chris says dollars and cents or cents. Well, I mean, if you had any cents, it might be a good idea to save those pennies. You know, I mean, it just depends on how you look at it. I mean, I have seen actually, babe, I heard this morning, actually, this morning, the economy was the retail space was it 14.6 or 16.4% down in April. So, you know, that's kind of a little scary. But at the same time, does that mean people are saving money, paying debt off and stashing away? Or are they investing? I mean, I'm just curious what the world is doing. I can tell you exactly what we're doing. We're saving like crazy. We're saving like crazy. I mean, I just don't want to spend if I don't have to, but at the same time, I kind of got to spend to enjoy life to some degree. But if you haven't noticed right here on Bubba's Garage, you know, our Jeep projects have slowed down dramatically.
Well, all of our projects, not just our Jeep projects, all of our projects have slowed down dramatically. And it's just a matter of we're choosing to pick and choose what to spend money on right now. Because otherwise, at Bubba's Garage, we'll go out and buy a bunch of Jeep parts and put them in over the weekend.
Yeah, and then we'll go broke, and then we'll have a college education to figure out how we're going to pay for. You know, so, I mean, you know, that's kind of the thing. Yeah, I'm being very conservative. Chris Pine says the same thing. He says, not really spending. I'm typically a tightwad anyhow. So the adjustment is not all that hard. I'm blessed in that I have not had to stop working. Very valid point. Same thing here. All of our teams are up and operational, fully remote. We're continuing to run operations. We run our businesses completely 100% debt-free, and we'd like to continue that. Everything is running as expected. Sure, there's probably a decrease in sales, and we lost some money on our investments, but we have the funds to keep things going on. So, Chris, I totally agree with you. We're truly, truly blessed to be able to do that and very thankful. There are people out there that are losing their jobs. There are people out there that if they haven't lost their job yet, they could very well lose their job in the very near future. This economic downtime is not going to change any days. Well, I mean, let's look at the fact of the matter is, and I've said this probably in the last three or four episodes that we've had, and that is it's not going to change overnight. So 1 week that a company is down could take 1 week to recover, could take 6 months to recover. It depends on the business. So the economic part of things is going to be around for a little while. And I think that's where, you know, this topic is pretty important, right, babe? I mean, we're talking about your dollars and your cents. And right now, I highly recommend you stash and save as much as you can. That's what we're doing. We're doing the best that we can with that, you know, and keep in mind, I mean, we're not the greatest. We definitely could, make some mistakes. We are splurging a little bit, every once in a blue moon, we'll order out or something like that. But I'm not gonna lie. It's really hard not to buy more and more Jeep parts. I mean, that's just what we do right here on Bubba's Garage. We like doing those Jeep things and, well, even other projects around the house. So we're kind of finding a different way of doing things that costs less money. And that goes back to where our channel originally came from, right, babe? I mean,
that's right. We started out with our channel just doing projects and showing people what we do and how we do it. And, you know, just sharing our experiences with each project.
Yeah. I mean, making do with what you have. And that went a long way. I mean, guys, if you follow us right here on YouTube, you probably already know. I mean, a lot of the projects that we started right here on Bubba's Garage, we did with scrap lumber or scrap metal for welding and things like that. We repurposed a lot of materials, and I got some stuff that I'm going to be repurposing here really soon on Bubba's Garage, and that is our trail box. We will be cutting it down. It's going to be a bitter, bitter, bittersweet ordeal because we've done a lot of trips with our trail box. But as you know, we now have the Runaway Venturist. So we're going to be cutting that box down and we're going to be repurposing a lot of those materials around the house so that we can make things happen differently, right? I mean, we want to conserve and save as much money as possible. Bottom line, our employees come first, and well, we got to eat and sleep. And so we don't know where 6 months is going to be, you know, what things are going to be like. So we're going to conserve as much as we can, how we can, you know. Vicky says, hi, Wayne. Wayne, I guess you are joining our live stream. Thank you so much for coming out. Please leave a comment. I'd really like to know what it is that you all are doing. Are you spending, saving, or investing your money right now? I'd really like to know what you're doing on those three topics. And if you're saving, you know, great. Are you putting it in a bank? Are you putting it in a safe under the floor, you know, hidden under a floating carpet? What are you doing? I want to know more.
Well, and see, that's why I think this is a great topic to have right now, is because there are so many people out there in so many different situations right now that it's good to hear what other people are doing. You know, anything from saving to investing to, you know, making large purchases. You know, let's talk about mortgages and buying a new house right now. I mean, those types of commitments, and I use the word commitment because it's not just a one-time payment. It's a huge investment that you're making buying a new home. And with everything the way it is, you know, you touched on this a minute ago where we don't know where 6 months is going to go. And, you know, there are people who have lost their jobs or might not have lost them just yet, you know, so that kind of a commitment is really scary in today's economy.
Yeah, you know, we were looking right before all this COVID stuff hit early January, we were looking for property to build a shop so that we could do more projects, the whole nine yards. And, you know, we halted on that pretty fast, like. And again, you know, I mean, you know, what is retirement? You know, that maybe that's another topic we should bring up and actually have right here on Bubba's Garage. And that's, what's retirement to you? Because the thing is when you go into retirement, you can have the glorious house, you can have all the cars and all that kind of stuff all you want to, or you can retire at 30 with the smallest house in the world that's paid for and live the greatest of lives. It just depends on what you're doing with your money, right? That's really what it boils down to. What is the economy? I read an article, babe, earlier today. Well, actually, it wasn't today. It was earlier this week on CNN that talked about most people are, and this is an interesting topic. Most people are paying off debt right now during these times. I mean, that's very interesting. I mean, would you pay off debt right now? I mean, I think I would take a different approach. Now, I'm not going to say it's right or wrong, but I think in my mind, I would stash the money, keep paying the bills, see how thing floats, and then cut a check and pay the debts off later. That's a really good topic, babe. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? What direction would you go? Would you pay the debt off right now? Because CNN says that right now most people are paying debt off. The amount of credit card debt that has been paid off in the past two couple of months has been astronomical. Do you believe that? I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, paying off debt is never a bad idea. I mean, being debt free is always going to be better than having debt floating over your head, right? Now, I think for most people, it just depends on your situation. You know, there are those people who out there who feel secure with their financial situation right now, who very well could be getting rid of some of the smaller debts to prepare for what could come. But I think I'm kind of with you in the sense of, you know, keep making the payments, save. And then when you feel comfortable paying something off, then go ahead and write that big check and get it taken care of that way. you just never really know what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, you sit there and you write that, you know, $6,000 check to pay off that, you know, enormously high credit card that you've been using. And then next thing you know, you turn around, something happens tomorrow, and you're kind of wishing that you would have just made the payment because you actually need that $6,000 now. So it's kind of a, depends on your situation. But I would probably stick with, like you said, you know, save, and then write the big check when I'm comfortable.
Yeah. It's a tough one. It's a catch 22. You know, Wayne says here, I refied. So he refinanced. That's 2.75%. I'm guessing that's your home. Wow. That's a phenomenal interest rate, right? So, I mean, so Wayne, are you saying that, you know, you're capitalizing on the downturn to pay off early, right? I mean, maybe, yeah, because, I mean, 2.75%, that's a phenomenal rate. I mean, we got a good rate, but I'm not going to lie. We don't have a 2.75% at all. Chris says, if I had any debt and I was not able to work, I agree with you. Keep that money so you have a backup. Now that breaches the whole emergency fund topic, which I am very passionate, no one should be doing much else until they have emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of income in liquid form. Chris, spot on. I'm totally with you. I mean, I'm totally with you. I think, you know, we have a lot of talking to do here because you and I are spot on. I think you need to have 3 to 6 months worth of finances at very minimum, the 3 months worth to cover all of your expenses up front. And I think at that point in time, right now, continue to save that money. Go from there. Let's see how this economy is going to change. Let's see what's going to happen because nowadays it takes what, two people to make a living nowadays. It takes a lot of income to actually pay the bills nowadays. So if one person loses their job, that could be dramatically detrimental to most households. So I think you're right. If you got the three months saved up, keep targeting all the way up to that 6 months. And that way, if any one person in the household loses their job, then you'll get by a much, much further. And heck, I mean, babe, we've talked about this. I mean, you know, if things calm down and the world seems great later, then guess what? You cut a check. And guys, let me, all right, I gotta say this because I know some people, what they're gonna do, babe, is they're gonna save that money, and then when the world feels great and they feel all nice and they got their little feathers running on, they're gonna take that money, they're gonna go out and buy that new car, they're gonna go out and buy that new four-wheeler, they're gonna go out and buy that new boat, that ATV side by side. And I'm gonna tell you right now, when we talk about cents, keep in mind, the title of this episode is Dollars and Cents, and cents in your head. What I'm trying to say is cut a check and pay the debt off. So if you got 6 months, 10 months worth of savings in there, cut a check, pay some debt off, leave a couple of months back in your savings to get by as an emergency fund. Don't go buy a new dadgum car.
And see, when people hear the words paying off debt, they're thinking like these massive numbers too, right? So I'm with Chris in having that 3 to 6 months of income saved in a liquid form, which is actually very important. Then you can actually start just paying towards the smaller debts first, you know, or even start making extra payments to those debts. So you don't have to sit there and cut a huge check and say, I'm paying off debt. Paying off debt is in as little or large form as you make it happen.
Yeah. Vicky says it feels good knowing you have money put back. You know, guys, I'm going to tell you a story, and this is probably not a good time for story time, but if you want to get to know me a little bit more, this is a great opportunity to do it. You know, back when I didn't save money, I spent money. I was always the one that bought the latest and greatest cell phone, the latest and greatest tablet, computer, laptop, car. Because, I mean, honestly, babe, I used to change my cars like I did my underwear. I mean, I was buying.
That's very true. You actually traded in a brand new car 6 months to the day later.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is I'm guilty. I was that guy. But, you know, I mean, I did it, right? I mean, I did. And, you know, Vicky says it feels good knowing you have money put back. Well, my story is really simple. You know, cell phones got really expensive. And I tell you what, you know, knowing that, you know, a $600 or $800 phone breaks in your pocket because you cracked the screen and you can say, hey, you know what? It's okay. Say that's what my savings is for. I'm going to replace it. It changes your world. It changes your mentality. It changes your entire line of thinking. Your entire sense of security in life is totally different. It's totally different. Emergency comes up knowing that you can cut a check and feel okay with that. And we just had that happen not too long ago. As a matter of fact, it happened last week. And being able to cut a check and say, you know what, it's okay. That is one of the best feelings I could ever say. I mean, it's probably one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life. Being able to say it's okay and cut a check and just make it gone, you know. And it's not because we make good money. It's not. We don't make good money. We make average money. The difference is, do you have the sense to put it back? Do you have the sense to save it? Today's society is built around this. I want to have the better car. I want to have the better house. And I respect it. It's cool. It's fun. You got to live life to some degree. But Chris, you hit the nail on the head. And it's called freedom. And you work every single day because you don't have a choice. You work because you have to, because you got to eat. You got bills to pay, you know, and you got mouths to feed. And it's tough. But if you got that money setting back, that changes your entire mentality. You can leave that job you're tired of and find something else and not be afraid that because you had cents, you had dollars in your pocket, that you could float that boat for 6 months or float that boat for a year. I've talked to some people the other day. They told me that they had enough savings that they could survive for 1 to 2 years if they lost their job. Man, I'll tell you what, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Can you do that? And if you can, man, I'll tell you what, you are a living example of what America needs to be.
But also on that point, you know, savings isn't a set amount. You know, even if it's only $20 a week you put into savings, that adds up over time. You don't have to sit there and put $1,000, $2,000 in the bank every month and call it savings, because that does add up faster. Yes, I agree. But even if it's just, don't get McDonald's one night and instead put it in a savings account, you know, that will add up over time, and that will help you have that sense of security. Because a lot of people, and I actually used to be that way, used to think $20 a week isn't going to give me a savings. And then I actually started doing it, and it actually feels great. Even if it's just the amount that you'd spend on ordering pizza that night into savings over time, it gives you that security.
Yeah, you know, years and years and years ago, we took this whole plan, and we'll call it the envelope system. And I think it was Dave Ramsey that we learned that from. I don't know if you guys know Dave Ramsey. We're a huge fan. I listen to him almost every other day. He's phenomenal. If you are looking for financial advice and you want to check out somebody, check out his podcast. Check out his YouTube channel. He's out there everywhere. Just Google Dave Ramsey and you will learn. And one of the things years and years ago that we actually did was the envelope system, where we put a little bit of money in it each and every 2 weeks, I think it was, because at that time we got paid every 2 weeks. And our goal was throughout the year, by the time the end of the year came, we would use that money for Christmas. And I don't remember the numbers, so don't hold me to it. But it was like $20, $50 every 2 weeks. We put that money in an envelope. It was cash. And the goal was that money was going to be for Christmas. And guess what, guys? I mean, by the end of the year, what you know how it is. You get to the end of the year and you're like, okay, my whole paycheck is going to go to Christmas. And that we're gonna give gifts like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, doing that envelope system by the time it came to the holidays, you know, we were able to take a whole heck of a lot less out of our pocket because we actually put that money aside. You know, it takes a lot of self-discipline to do that. And to think that a lot of people eat out today, in today's society, they eat out. And when you eat out 5 days a week, I mean, what's the math on that, babe? I mean, if you eat out, let's say two people, 5 days a week, we'll assume maybe they cook on the weekend, right? You eat out 5 days a week. I mean, that could add up pretty quick, right? I'm no mathematician over here, but let's just say that's $100 a week. And honestly, for a couple, that's probably very easy. That's probably being two.
That's actually kind of cheap because that's like adding up to like $20 a meal, you know? So giving $100 a week, eating 5 days a week, that actually can go in the upwards of $150 to $200, depending on where you go.
So let's go with that. You know, you're talking about $200 a week, and $200 a week adds up, right? So you do the math. I mean, it's two, four, six, that's $800. Whoa, hold on a minute. So you're saying that you can stop eating out. That's, you know, roughly 5 days, let's just call it 7 days a week, and you can save $800 a month. You know, keep in mind, I mean, I don't know where you guys are from. We're here in South Central Texas. That $1,000 a month can go a long way. I mean, you're talking about hitting some mortgage numbers right there. You know what I mean? In 1 month.
And the thing is also is, you know, we're just focusing on eating out. Well, let's talk about, you know, a little bit more splurge spending, you know, those Starbucks coffees, you know, every time you go to Starbucks, now prices are sitting to where they're almost $10 a cup for some of their coffees. You know, if you have Starbucks once a day, 7 days a week, you're talking about $70 right there just in coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Wayne said a couple of comments I want to go to right here. And he says he's trying to pay his house off, which is phenomenal, right? I mean, so typically in the financial world, I believe debt freedom comes the minute you have paid everything off except for your house, typically. And then he goes on to actually say that I want a new car, but if I buy, I won't be able to put anything back. And that's right. Right. But look at this, for just a minute. And I think this is a phenomenal, it's a great example is if you bought a new car right now, you may not be able to pay the house off as soon as you thought you would. So, I saw an earlier comment from Wayne, you refinance at 2.75%, which is phenomenal, which reduces your amount that you're actually sending to interest. Now is the time to dedicate all of that extra money to paying that house off, because the minute that house is paid for, that new car that you're talking about will happen like that. And I mean like that, because a mortgage typically costs you 2 to 3 times your car payment, depending on what kind of car you're getting. So do the math. You should be able to pay cash in probably about 6 months. That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. So Chris says, I love Dave Ramsey. I learned from Ron Blue and Larry. Yeah, yeah, they were Dave Ramsey back in the day. Yeah, Dave Ramsey. I mean, honestly, we've been following Dave Ramsey for a really long time. And I really like some of the new stuff that they're getting into, because the new stuff, and I say it's new, it's not really new anymore, but they get into that business side of talks. Where he's got a crew that talks about businesses and things like that, about moving your docks and getting your docks closer and stuff like that. And it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. A lot of people start their businesses off in debt. And he definitely does not agree with that. Neither do I. We've started all of our businesses here, right here at Bubba's Garage, with $100. $100. Every single business. Actually, some of them we started with zero, $0 actually. The most we've ever spent to start a business right here on Bubba's Garage is $100. And we own several businesses in the state of Texas. The trick with that, maybe that's another video because we're getting close to our time on this one. But with that, the idea is be patient. Don't rush it. A lot of times when people go into business, they're so passionate about the ideas around the business that they spend all their money buying equipment and things like that, that the next thing you know, they're in debt for $10,000, $20,000. Don't do that. It will go where it's supposed to go. And one of the most important things that I've ever learned on business was just because you think that's where it should be doesn't mean that's where it needs to be. It will go exactly where it's supposed to go. You need to let it do its thing. You need to let it do its thing. Babe, do you have anything to add? Guys, we are getting really close to our time, so I greatly apologize. This has been a really awesome topic today. Anything you want to add, babe?
No, not really. I mean, I think hearing the discussions and stuff like that was awesome, you know, hearing people's plans and stuff like that. And I'd like to say thank you to everybody who joined in on this podcast. You really made it fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for turning out for this this Facebook exclusive. It was really a pleasure to chat with you guys and talk about some of these topics. We want to do these topics a little bit more often on Facebook, and we don't want to change up the topics constantly. So I will say that if there is a topic that you would like for us to cover, or if you would like to be a guest on one of these shows, do me a favor, visit our website at bubbasgarage.tv. We have a contact link on there. Please do me a favor, click on it and reach out to me. I check those usually personally, most of the time personally. We would love to have you a guest on our show. Wayne says, can he share this? Absolutely. Feel free to share this, Wayne. We would love to have anybody out there that wants to join us on these conversations. Now, this is, again, our Facebook exclusive. We hope to do our Facebook exclusive once every Friday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We do have an after party, it'll be a water after party on YouTube. As well, that after party starts at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. So here in just about 25 minutes, we'll be launching that show up. And those topics really are geared towards our YouTube followers and things like that. More in Bubba's Garage standpoint, tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about the Runaway Venturus. So if that's something you're interested in, you would like to stick around for that after party, do me a favor, check us out on YouTube. For now, guys, I'm going to wrap up this video. Again, I will restate exactly what Bobby says. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. If you guys like this video, do me a favor, hit the crap out of the like button. And, well, go ahead and share it. Wayne, it's completely okay. We would love to get the word out about these shows. Meanwhile, we're going to wrap it up. If you like this video, hit the like button. Guys, until next time, we will see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.